Good morning. My guest this morning is Karen Buchanan from Jack London State Historic Park. Good morning, Karen.
Thank you. Welcome.
Well, we are celebrating Jack London, who has a centennial that is upon us, really. I mean, it is this year.
Mm-hmm.
So at Jack London State Historic Park, give us some idea of how that's going to be celebrated.
Well, 2016 is the 100th anniversary of the passing of Jack London.
Right.
And we want to celebrate his life and his legacy on several different platforms.
Uh-huh.
He was a well-known author, wrote about lots of adventures. He was first and foremost an adventurer, I think. He had come to the Valley of the Moon, Sonoma Valley, in 1904 because he wanted to escape from the city life, and he had become very well-known at that point because of publishing his books about his Klondike adventures during the Gold
Rush.
Yeah. So he wanted a place to get away from all the hustle and bustle of the city, and like many people even today, discovered the solace and beauty of the Valley of the Moon. So we are celebrating his work, and his work not only as a literary publisher and writer, but also as a rancher. So a writer and a rancher.
Right,
that's what we're celebrating.
Right. A fascinating life.
Yes.
He went everywhere. He did everything.
He did.
And unfortunately, it didn't last very long. But considering the pace of his life, that's mm-hmm. almost not surprising.
He put so much into 40 years of living. And
right.
his credo was, I want to live life to the fullest.
Yep.
And not be a sleepy, permanent planet. He wanted to be a sparkling meteor in the sky. And that's kind of how he lived his life.
Well, just Jack London Park... Mm-hmm. Is a wonderful adventure all by itself.
Yes, it is.
A great place to tour,
mm-hmm.
a great place to spend a day. So I assume that that a lot of the observances are going to surround the park and the houses and the remains of his magnum opus house that
yes.
didn't last very long.
No, unfortunately, the Wolf House was destroyed by fire mere weeks before he was to move in. But the stones still remain,
right.
and silent testament to a man who strove quite a bit in his life to make a name for himself and to learn as much as he could. He really believed in living life to the fullest. He loved traveling the world. He did make it by sailing ship, believe it or not, to out of 7 continents. He made it to all continents except Antarctica and Africa. And he would have gone to Africa.
I'm sure
he would
have.
He was scheduled to go to Africa to discuss aspects of the Boer War in South Africa. But by the time he got over there by ship, the war had ended and all the people he was supposed to interview had come back to London and England. So he didn't get to go to Africa. But he would have gone there. He was planning to go there on his around the world voyage aboard the Snark, which was the ship that he had built. Unfortunately, the 1906 earthquake occurred, and that drove the cost of his building his boat, the Snark, way above beyond expectations.
Well, Jack London seems like such a modern writer.
Oh, yeah.
That when you locate him historically,
mm-hmm.
Even though I know a little bit about him, mm-hmm. I still think, God, he would have lived that long ago.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to believe that he was born in 1876.
1876,
yeah,
right. But... even older than my grandmother.
Yeah, Jack London was born in the year of the centennial of the United States.
So attend some of the events. Mm-hmm. How do people find out what's going on?
Well, the best way to find out is to go to our website, www.jacklondonpark.com. There are several Jack London websites out there, so make sure you're going to jacklondonpark.com for our annual events calendar, which will be posted online. We will also have the annual events calendar posted in the local newspapers. And that's
great.
The best way to get the information is from the source, as any good reporter like Jack London would know.
Exactly. Karen, thanks very much for coming in.
You're welcome.
And
thanks
let's
for
remind
having
people
me.
Once again that to find out more about the Jack London Centennial, the telephone number is 938-4216, online jacklondonpark.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacometti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.